Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. And John, I know you said you went down to the Sunbelt Basketball Conference, and I don't know if you noticed, but right there by the food concessions, they had a little box where you could put your name in to win and be the Trojan in the first game of the NCAA bracket.
I did see that box. Yeah. I guess I didn't win.
Well, I put Andrew's name in about 50 times, and I didn't tell him, and he won. And so he will be the Troy Trojan as they face the Kentucky Wildcats for the first 5 minutes of the game and then attempt a half-court shot. So once he gets back from that, which because I'm sure Troy might go down to Kentucky, he'll be back with us on Monday. But anyways, want to thank you all for tuning in, and we have got on the line now City Councilwoman Jennifer Breyer from District 1. Jennifer, thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, thanks a lot. Good morning to you all.
Yeah, good morning. So as City Council members and county commissioners and school board members, you all get assigned to different committees that you also serve on other than just the City Council job. And one of those that you're serving on now is the TDC, the Tourist Development Council, which is made up, I think it's 10 or 12 of y'all on there that kind of set the budget and make recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners on where to spend this tourist development tax, which is raised by hotel stays and Airbnb stays from folks coming to stay for a week at the beach or downtown or whatever it may be. And so we want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about your experience on that since you've had a couple months under your belt now on the TDC.
Three whopping meetings.
There you go.
That is what I have.
And they've been eventful.
Very interesting.
Been eventful.
It has been extremely eventful. To my understanding, there are eight of us on there. And so there's two council members assigned, one commissioner, and then a handful of different public persons from different arenas. But there is an obligation on that to use tourism dollars for initiating more tourism. So it's a statutorily pretty straight up what you can use it for, what you can't use it for, and there have been some concerns and questions on those as of lately. So specifically omitted are plazas. And as you know, the Chaffee James was doing a statute, which they were calling the Chaffee James Plaza. And that is not a proper use of the funds according to the statute. So we declined it based on that very specific language. And then they went to the BOCC and instead called it a museum, which also has some interesting specific language in the state that it doesn't seem to meet. So it came back to us. And if we feel like money is being misused, it's obligatory that we turn this information over. So we're kind of between a rock and a hard spot on this one.
Yeah. It's been interesting to kind of watch that unfold and some of the maybe word gymnastics that's playing out in the public eye on how this is getting used. And I guess in some ways that's kind of how some of these legislative things happen. And then if somebody's got an issue with it, they take it to another sector of the government and to figure out if it's proper or not. But I think that's, we'll see what happens. And I think that y'all probably landed on the right spot. A project that you want to see get across the finish line, but how are we talking about it in the right venue as far as funding goes and all of that? So I guess we'll kind of see where that
lands.
And we've got traffic on the fives and a couple commercials, and we'll be right back with Councilwoman Jennifer Breyer.
That's right. Not seeing any accidents right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly this morning. If you have a traffic tip, you can always text it in 850-437-1620. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed, and the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Daryl Sewing of Pensacola is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, plus a large selection of furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Coming up March 28th and 29th, you'll find Daryl's at the Pensacola Quilts 2025 Quilt Show at the Pensacola Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Pensacola Quilters Guild. Daryl's of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, 850-438-5444. Online at sewingatpensacola.com.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
I'm through with standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And on the phone, we have got City Councilwoman District 1 for the City of Pensacola, Jennifer Breyer. And we were discussing Jennifer's, you know, duty as a city council person, also is serving on the TDT, the Tourist Development Council. And we talked a little bit about the Chappie James Memorial, and then just maybe want to talk a couple minutes about the Bay Center and conversations about renovating that facility, expanding that facility, and just, you know, where is the TDT or TDC on in conversations on that?
So personally, we as a council have not had discussions on this yet. Me independently. So I've, you know, spoken to Visit Pensacola and our economic development team. And I think as a person who goes to conferences with my other job, you know, we don't have anything that we can host conferences. So I think it, you know, we miss out on that. A few years ago, we were assigned the Brownfields Conference and we had no space for it. So I think that redoing the Bay Center and maybe the Grand Hotel attached to it and actually having a hotel, you know, connected, I think would be, we're not going to get a massive convention center like in Houston or something like that, but at least we'd be able to handle the moderate convention. So, you know, as an educator, we never have this, and we never have Florida's conferences in Pensacola because there's no place. So I think that there's huge merit here. It would encourage tourism dollars, which is the, you know, the sweet spot with using TDC money, TDT. So I think that it's something that we really should be working towards.
Yeah. I know that the Downtown Improvement Board is certainly, this is a project we've got on a, kind of the front burner of what can we do, obviously in a much smaller scale than everybody else, but we still would like to see this thing come to fruition and get, you know, some progress made on it. And so we're having conversations as well. So,
I think you and I talked last summer when I called in from a conference in Houston.
We did,
and you know, you've got the massive, you have the huge center in the middle and the, you know, hotels on either side that it's connected to. And you could do that on the tech side as well. I mean, it would be a much smaller scale, but it would still handle some pretty reasonable conventions and allow us to have them here instead of us always going elsewhere and spending money elsewhere. So I agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. So switching gears, we will switch back over to city council job side of your silo here. Again, Jennifer Brayer, city council district one, covering mostly the Scenic Heights area and north of the airport there. And y'all had a city council meeting last week on Thursday, and there was the big agenda item was Direction 25 Pensacola's Park Revitalization Project List, which was a $21.7 million project. Much of this money was already dedicated or has been secured through grants. But again, this is improvements or revitalization and over 50 of Pensacola's, I think, what do y'all have, like 90 parks or something? 50, it's a lot of parks.
94 or so. Yeah. 94 parks. Yeah, we do. We have a lot of parks.
And I don't want to say this incorrectly, but so correct me if I'm wrong, but you voted against this, but not for maybe the reason that it would be clear to the public, right? You had issues with maybe the process,
no.
Right? And so I just want to give you an opportunity to address that and let us know.
And if I may clarify, so the 2025 project list, that's approved, but really and truly, we're only addressing the projects that are going to be repaired with the $1.7 million of carryover. So in the next line item after the project list, you see that we only address the 1.7 because that's really what this was about. And so that was carryover from 2023. Now remember, the 2023 budget ended at the end of September in 23. So it's almost 2 years old, right?
Right.
And that money was left over from then. So we've had it in our savings account, in our pockets for a long time waiting, and we've debated out the projects, et cetera. So the proper action would then it would go to Parks and Rec. Now, Parks and Rec is really just there for a springboard of ideas. They have no.
And this is Jennifer. This is Parks and Rec board that the city council appoints members on there. Mayor appoints people.
Exactly.
On there. Okay, and citizens, they come and give input.
Yeah.
On what the Parks and Rec department should do.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And so you know these are very helpful and intelligent people volunteering their time. And so the process is that it goes to them. They also have a public forum, so it gives the public an opportunity to see it then and then see it with us again. So if there's any questions or concerns, there's been multiple avenues for them to be able to address this, right?
Right.
And so there's plenty of time, in my opinion. And it went to the public, it went to the News Journal before it went to the Parks and Rec Board or to City Council, which I think is a mistake. I think you do it in the proper order. And then there was the snow week, and the Parks and Rec couldn't get it on the agenda that week. Well, actually, they couldn't get it on because it went to the PNJ that week, and so that's not enough time to get it on the agenda because we do the full amount of days in advance so that the public knows what's going on. So it came to their agenda a few weeks ago. I mean, they have a meeting this morning, so 3 weeks ago I think is their meeting, and they had a very robust agenda, and it was at the over 2 hours they had lost. At the moment, there were only three people left, which meant they didn't have a quorum. One of the members had walked out and did walk back in, but they didn't know that that was going to be the case. And so they asked if they could do it first thing on the meeting today. And the Parks and Rec director said there would be no issue with that and led them to believe that this would not come before us before they had an opportunity to see it. And there would be no worries waiting for this meeting. Anyway, with that being said, they postponed so that they would have the full team and be able to do it first thing on their agenda today. And then it was brought to us and bypassed them. And I feel like if we're going to ask volunteers to dedicate their time and expertise to our boards, and then we don't give them an opportunity to do what we've asked them to do, I think that that's not that doesn't go well. And we could have waited 2 weeks. I mean, once again, this was 2023 money. I don't think that waiting from last week until next, when we meet again, would have been too long to give them an opportunity to do their job first.
Right.
That's really where I fall.
Yep. That's understandable. And go to John real quick for traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-1, 1098, and Highway 90 are all rolling smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, this is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. We've got Councilwoman from the City of Pensacola, District 1, Jennifer Breyer on the phone. And we were discussing this Direction 25 Pensacola Park Revitalization Project list. It is a $21.7 million revitalization project list for parks in Pensacola. And again, maybe the process of a portion of this going before the Parks and Rec Advisory Board for the city getting skipped over. And it seemed, Jennifer, when I was listening to the city council meeting, that, you know, some of your colleagues agreed with you that it seemed a little premature and that you could wait another week to have at least have them, you know, take a crack at it before you guys did. And it still passed 5-2, but I think, you know, the message was clear from the council that there needs to be maybe a better process and let's allow these advisory, you know, citizen members that are volunteering their time to take a crack at something like this first.
And they are a very educated and devoted group of citizens who do these boards. You know, there's no glory. It's all about just trying to, you know, that their vested interest is that they love this town and that they live here and they want it to be its absolute best. So there's not like, you know, there's no other vested interest here other than making sure that they volunteer their expertise. And I think that the fact that we have so many boards willing and so many members of our community willing to do that, we have to respect that and make sure that they're honored in that process, if you will.
Yeah.
By the way, just a little side note here, this 1.7 that we're spending, I mean, I worked really hard on that list and made sure that it was across the board. You know, we go to every park and make sure their water features work. We go to every park and make sure their benches are safe, like that we go in and repair what we have first and, you know, repave some of these well-used outside basketball courts. So this list, I am extremely proud of, and I don't want to mistake that. I mean, I will definitely want to see this done. I just wanted to allow, I don't want it to just be my word or someone else's word. I wanted it to have one more bite at the apple for the public. That's all.
Yeah. No, I think that's understandable. And I think you made it clear last, you know, at your meeting last week that, you know, how proud you are of this list and how there has been a lot of, you know, work between the council and the mayor's office and staff and the Parks and Rec Board to make this happen. And so it's just maybe frustrating to see at the last minute here us miss a step in the process that you would have liked to see.
Exactly.
So as we close out here, Jennifer, let's give me a couple highlights. What are you looking forward to that's on this list that we can look forward to seeing over the next, you know, year or two as these projects go into place?
So the basic stuff, being able to get yourself and your dog water when you're in a park and not have a rusted out faucet. I think that those little things, having a nice place to sit, those are all good. But also the bigger in the parks is the fact that we've got at least three parks, Gull Point in Casey's district, Eastgate in mine, and at least one in East Hill, that have pickup games of basketball almost daily. I mean, there has to be a snowstorm for them not to, right? So these are well-used, well-loved parks, and it's almost impossible to get into an inside basketball court in our facilities because of so many things being, you know, scheduled. These outdoor courts are where people do their pickup games, and so if you fall on one right now, you're going to skin yourself up.
Yep.
Because they've never been repaved. So I'm very excited over that one.
Well, that is exciting. And I know they're doing some work at HK Matthews up the street from where I live right now. So
exactly.
Thanks for coming on today and filling us in, and hope you have a good rest of your week, and I'll see you soon.
And you. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
See you, Walker.
I'm Chris Foster. A ceasefire now over. Israeli airstrikes reportedly kill more than 400 people in Gaza. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Oren Marmerstein says it's because Hamas refused to release hostages.
This is the humanitarian plea that the world should be voicing, and no other plea.
A senior Hamas official says returning to war amounts to a death sentence for the remaining hostages. President Trump speaks with Russia's President Putin today about a ceasefire proposal agreed to by Ukraine.
We're getting down to a very critical stage, and we want to get the whole Russia-Ukraine thing done.
The president also announces the planned release today of 80,000 more pages of JFK assassination files.
I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact.
He was visiting the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 49 degrees right now. Sunny, looks like a beautiful morning out there. Goodwill is set to open a new store in Gulf Breeze after receiving approval from Santa Rosa County for a development proposal. The planned 20,000-plus square foot facility will include retail, warehouse, and office space, with the retail store part of that occupying about 12,847 square feet. This will be located at Gulf Breeze Parkway and Tiger Point Boulevard. The only Goodwill currently open in Santa Rosa County is in Pace. There's several locations in Escambia County. The Gulf Coast Diplomacy Council says recent federal budget cuts mean hundreds of thousands in lost revenue for the area. That's because the International Visitor Leadership Program is now on an extended pause.
And it was supposed to be a 15-day pause just to review all the programs to make sure that everything that was going on aligned with this current administration's goals. And the pause is continuing. It has continued way beyond 15 days. And we haven't been given a date for it to end.
That is Gulf Coast Diplomacy Council Executive Director Jenna Mellencon. She talked to Channel 3 and says that means lost revenue in hotel rooms, meals at restaurants, and local retail stores. The program has run for 80 years with bipartisan congressional support. Now, several people treated for injuries after a crash on Pine Forest Road this week. FHP says one vehicle ran a stop sign, pulled out in front of another, and after the crash, one of the vehicles ran off the road and hit a building. Both drivers and two kids had to be taken to the hospital. Everybody was expected to survive. A SpaceX Dragon capsule containing four astronauts will be splashing down tonight off the Florida coast.
Preparing to go home.
Those words from Commander Nick Hague. He's running this mission. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore officially wrapping up their unexpectedly long 9-month stay at the International Space Station. That was the result of issues with their Boeing Starliner spacecraft. They'll be returning to Earth in a SpaceX Dragon capsule, with Commander Nick Hague saying a few words as they undocked from the station there. Jobs are up in the state of Florida, the state releasing a report yesterday showing that they've added over 16,000 jobs in January. That's a gain of 0.2%. Governor DeSantis said Florida continues to prove leadership and conservative fiscal policies drive success. A former Republican Party official that was accused of theft will apparently not be facing charges. The state attorney's office has decided not to file charges against Patrick Bailey. He was arrested in December for allegedly stealing over $14,000 from the Hillsborough County Republican Party. He worked there as the treasurer. Bailey has since paid restitution. The charges were dropped. A court spokesperson says that a top priority in economic crimes is making victims whole. The goal is always to recover stolen funds to deliver justice.
It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens for a look at our traffic on the fives.
Still no accidents to report to you. Good news on that. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not even seeing delays on 98 or Garcon Point. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 73 degrees. Looking lovely as we go overnight, dropping near 49 degrees. For Wednesday, nice sunny weather, high near 76. Wednesday night showers moving in. We will have some wet weather through the overnight period, low near 54. For Thursday, showers could linger as late as 5 a.m. before moving out. 65 degrees for the afternoon on Thursday. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 42. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 49 degrees. We've got sunshine in Pennsylvania. Pensacola, 50 in Gulf Breeze, 47 in Milton. Your money now. Taking a look at the markets at the opening bell. The Dow is down 126.5 points at 41,714.94. S&P down 30.5 at 56,44.39. NASDAQ down just under 192 points at 17,616.73. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.32%. Gold prices this morning up $38.80 at $3,044.90. Silver prices 58 cents at $34.89. Crypto is down across the board today. Bitcoin losing $27.52.44 at $81,761.84. Ethereum's down $62.99. Solana's down $7.69. Dogecoin down a penny at 17 cents today. XRP down 13 cents at $2.24. Forever 21 is going out of business. They filed for bankruptcy now for a second time in 6 years.
In its bankruptcy filing, the retailer blamed in part fierce competition from Chinese retailers Shein and Temu, which keep prices low with help from a trade exemption that allows them to skirt import taxes and tariffs.
That's NBC's Brian Chung. The retailer says they'll be conducting liquidation sales as they begin an orderly wind down of their business. Forever 21's CFO said the company was unable to find a sustainable path forward as they faced competition from foreign companies. Well, there's a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to claiming the home office deduction for your federal tax return.
Jackson Hewitt Tax Services Chief Tax Officer Mark Stieber says the question of whether you qualify is simple, but unfortunately marred with a lot of misinformation.
A lot of that TikTok video. Just because you work at home and have a desk or a lamp or a calculator or a computer and you have an office does not mean you have a home office tax deduction.
He says those two are vastly different.
You know, just because you work at home as a part of your job in your home office does not mean you qualify for the home office tax deduction, which is a very lucrative benefit.
So who does qualify?
Anyone with a self-employed business who have a segregated and dedicated part of their home or apartment, you know, relegated to pure business, you know, not mixed activity like the dining room table, but an actual home office, a home room, or a designated part of the home.
Who doesn't qualify?
Employees don't. I do not get the home office, even though I have a very nice office at home. Now, I have friends who are employees who also have a part-time side gig. They do, in fact, qualify if they otherwise meet the criteria.
I'm Kristen Marks.
And it is 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
At Pinnair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinnair Credit Union. Because at Pinnair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pinnair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinnair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio at 92.3. And Andrew's gone. He is actually, John, he is auditioning for a movie that is Harry Potter's All Grown Up, and they've asked him to come out and try out for Ron Weasley. So we'll see.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out for him. But he'll be back Monday and be able to tell us all about it. But on the phone right now, we've got Mike Burns, the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Mike, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, good morning, Walker. How you doing today?
Doing good, doing good. I called Mike yesterday and asked if he'd come on the radio and help me out and fill some time up here. And he said, as long as it's not the 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., I said, I know you're on island time out there at the beach, so I got you for 8:30, bud.
That's what I'm talking about. We're always island time on the beach. And,
that's
you know,
right.
Everything's getting ready to kick off. Everything's getting ready to kick off with spring break out here on the beach. We're just looking forward to that. And I know you being an Auburn fan, you've already got your bucket all filled out with Auburn winning the national championship in the March Madness. But we're going to keep madness to a minimal out here on the beach. Sheriff Chip Simmons does such a great job, did a great job with the Mardi Gras parade and all the Lieutenant Barnes, Sergeant Scott, Sergeant Chase. What a great job everybody did. And a shout-out to ECUA and Bruce Woody and Jacob Curley. And you can't leave out Robert Shavers. What an excellent job he did on that ECUA project. There wasn't a cone on the beach for the Mardi Gras parade. We had all the Sun Belt teams, 28 teams, on Pensacola Beach and Gulf Breeze for the Sun Belt tournament with Arkansas State's women's team winning and Troy's men team, when every one of those guys are getting gals, they're getting ready for the tournament starting this weekend. So we're going to have a great time on the beach. Y'all come out and join us. You know, yesterday we kicked off with St. Patrick's Day in our pub crawl. Boy, there were some people crawling. I'll have to give them that. But then we got really lucky. We had some weather that came in town last week and forced us to push our cinemas in the sand, and our buddy AJ Powell, who works for us out there at the Island Authority, got that push and set. And so all the moms got to take their kids last night to see a cinema in the sand and watch Space Jam right there over at the Pensacola Beach. And what a great kickoff this summer and spring break.
I love it. I love it. Y'all got a lot going on at the beach. And I will say, I was out there for Mardi Gras and was certainly impressed that they had knocked out all of that road work and the parade went off without a hitch. There was a ton of people out there and everyone seemed to really enjoy themselves. And you know, you also had the folks out from Foiling Week that were kind of wrapping up their week. They got to participate in some of the Mardi Gras stuff, and that was another awesome event. You know, right here in Pensacola Bay, that was in downtown and out at the beach. That was another big boost to the area.
Walker, you're absolutely right. What a great event the Foiling Week was. You know, it was right there back on Quiet Water and then across the street at the Hilton and then downtown at the Pensacola Yacht Club. There were all kinds of sailors enjoying the beautiful waters of the Gulf of America and the Intercoastal. So we had a great time, Pensacola Bay as well, and just look forward to those guys coming back next year. Heard that they expected to double in capacity next year.
Wow.
So we're really looking forward to that. And, you know, just everything just kicking off and going so smooth at the beach. You know, we just have a great Santa Rosa Island Authority board. It's really, really nice to have a commissioner now. With Ashley Hofberger working on the commissioner, we're working really well with Lumen May and Stephen Berry and Steve Stroberger and, of course, the chairman, Mike Kohler. Everybody working together to get things accomplished for Escambia County. And what a great board we have on the Island Authority with Bruce Childers, Pam's husband. Of course, we have Jerry Watson, you know, longtime Escambia County School District employee, almost 40 years. He just got honored last month, Black History Month, by the Escambia County School District. Lizzie Timothy, a former federal judge. Jeremy Johnson, you know, Jeremy, big gator, you mm-hmm. know. And then, of course, we got a couple more. David Peden with Florida Power and Light. What a great asset David is, and with so much knowledge about what's going on at Florida Power and Light. And, of course, our vice chair, Charles Thornton. Everybody's just pulling in the same direction, taking the beach forward, and we just look forward to a great spring and a welcome to summer.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. And, Mike, you hold on 1 second. We're going to get traffic on the fives, a couple commercials, and then let's talk about what we can expect this summer coming out at the Island Authority.
Look forward to it.
All right, just one accident to let you know about. It's not causing any delays. I just needed you to know at Blue Angel Parkway and Lillian Highway, the road is cleared off. Not seeing any delays either on Blue Angel or Lillian, but you just needed to know about it. It's off to the side of the road. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models, or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And before the break, we were talking to the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, the SRIA, Mike Burns, and he was filling us in on what has been going on out of the beach between Mardi Gras, Foiling Week, St. Patty's Day, spring break. But now we're getting close, starting to warm up. It's almost summer. Mike, what we got coming out of the beach here in Pensacola this summer?
Well, I love the way you led into this segment with a little left-handed guitar playing by Jimi Hendrix. You know, that was pretty good. I appreciate the play there on the music. Well, you know, this summer's going to be great. We got, like I said earlier, Bands on the Beach starts April 1st. And that'll be every Thursday all the way through October. So come on out and enjoy that at the Gulf Front Pavilion. We're just going to have a great time. We'll see our old friend, Buck Lee. You remember Buck?
Oh, yeah.
Buck always comes out with his wife, Jan, and they got their little bench that they sit in, and with thousands of people that come out and enjoy that. And then we got the Summer Surf Fest, Memorial Day weekend. We have a great crowd coming in for Memorial Day weekend. And then you know what's happening. That's what we all wait for out here on Pensacola Beach. We got the Blue Angels coming on in July 12th and 13th. What a great time that's going to be. We got new acts this year. Oh, it's going to be great. Some old guys coming back that we haven't seen in the long term, and maybe a special guest from Cocoa Beach, Patrick Harris Force Base. So, you know, you got to come out. You got to see it. You got to enjoy Pensacola Beach. Like you said, Walker, it gets warm. It gets a little bit of sunshine on you. On your shoulders, and just have a great time out at Pensacola Beach. Be safe, though, at all times, and respect our law enforcement and first responders. One shout-out you got to give to David Greenwood and his guys over there at Public Safety. What a great job that they do. And Kurt Cole also with Public Works trying to keep the beach clean. And we just wish everybody would help out. And you see a piece of trash, pick it up. It's our beach. Let's keep it clean.
I'm right there with you. Just leave your footprints, as y'all have on all the trash can signs out there. And, you know, you also got 4th of July, which falls on a Friday this year. So I'm sure that people will be taking much extended weekends to celebrate the 4th of July. And they might even stay the whole next week if they want to get the entire air show in.
So, don't you love the way that falls this
right?
year? You know, you have 4th of July on a Friday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the next weekend, the Blues at Pensacola Beach, you know. They used to call us the JV show, but that's okay. We know we're the varsity, and we look forward to playing in front of thousands of people out on Pensacola Beach, and the Blues just doing what they do, electrifying the sky, and everybody just has a wonderful time. We look forward to it. It's going to be a great time. We've been working hard since the show ended last year. We've been working constantly to get new acts, make sure we have everything, all our I's dotted and our T's crossed, and making sure it's going to be a safe, fun weekend for everybody that hits the Gulf Coast and enjoys the best air show along the Gulf Coast.
Exactly. And Mike, I saw recently that we've got a new restaurant coming to the boardwalk there, the Wharf. And I didn't know if you had some updates on when they might be opening. The pictures I saw online looked like they have amazing food. If you want to go out there and enjoy a cocktail, they're going to have that as well. So looked like a great place to go in right there at the old Felix's and old, I guess, Hamilton's even before that. Or Hemingway's, sorry.
It was, yeah. It's actually at where Whiskey Joe's used to be. It's
okay.
Where the Wharf is. And what a great restaurant. I had an opportunity to sample the food, not this Friday, but the Friday before. And it was great. We had a great time. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy? One of my buddies riding by on his bike, you know. It was great, and what a great atmosphere. And then, Walker, this is the kicker right where Felix is a new restaurant coming in there. It's called The Bounce. They have restaurants in New York, Chicago, Delray Beach, Montauk. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It is going to be off the charts good. They're hoping to be open March 1st. Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx them. But, man, it is going to be another –
fine, fine place to get a cocktail and enjoy some great seafood along the Gulf Coast. It's just going to be wonderful. We're going to have a great, great, great time at the beach with these two brand new restaurants. And, of course, the old staples, as always, whether it's Sidelines across the street, you know, from the SRI office, or, you know, Amy and Billy Martin and all they do with a great, great job with their restaurants, their crabs and flounders on the beach. There's so many Peg Leg Pete. There's so many great restaurants. I don't want to leave anybody out.
I know.
Come on out and enjoy the cuisine on Pensacola Beach.
Well, Mike, I tell you what, I was already excited to go to the beach this summer, but now I might have to come out there earlier than I was expecting. You're doing a great job out there.
Come on out, Walker.
And, you know, hopefully you survive it through spring break and, you know, get on to the next thing. But thanks again for calling in this morning, and we'll see you out at the beach. And we'll go to John with Traffic on the Fives.
That's good, Walker.
Thank you.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Highway 90 is looking good. Avalon Boulevard. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. We have had quite a busy morning today. We just heard from Mike Burns talking about all the great things going on at Pensacola Beach. We heard from Kevin Adams and talking about what's happening in our Escambia County school districts. They're all on spring break this week, but we've got our schools are doing some very creative things to give our parents choices, especially with a focus on middle school and some of the improvements they're trying to bring there. We talked with State Representative Alex Andrade about some of the local projects that the state legislature is working on, and especially in the silo that he's working in healthcare. To bring home some, you know, bring home some of that bacon, if you will, from Tallahassee into our local community. Talked with Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino about new fire trucks and ambulances we've got coming in, all the work that's going on out at the beach for spring break and getting ready for the summer, and making sure they've been fully staffed on lifeguards. We talked to City Councilwoman Jennifer Breyer about the city and the tourist development council that she sits on. Talked about a bunch of improvements coming to the parks here in the city of Pensacola. They've got improvements of $21.7 million going into just over 50 parks in the city of Pensacola, and they're going to be doing that over the next year and a half. Talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about the success of the Sheriff's Foundation and some of the programs they're doing there with movie nights. They got Cops, Cars, and Crawfish coming up at Five Flags Speedway on April the 12th, and their Blazer Academy and the success that they've had with those programs. So we've had a fun morning. We talked about basketball, and I work for the Downtown Improvement Board as the executive director, and we have a lot going on downtown. I tell you, yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, there were people everywhere wearing the green at O'Reilly's. I know that Perfect Plain had something going on. Odd Colony had a big crawfish boil going on this weekend. And we're going to continue to see that going through this next week. We also always have the Palafox Market that we run every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's in MLK Plaza. And also down at Plaza Ferdinand with over 200 vendors. You can go to palafoxmarket.com. You can look at what vendors we have. You can see who's going to actually be in attendance this upcoming Saturday. You can see what products they buy, where they're going to be stationed in the Palafox Market. So if you go, you can try and make your trip as easy as possible by knowing where to show up and where their tent will be. And go down there and support those small businesses. You know, it's over 200 or right at 200 vendors each and every week. And those are some of, you know, our strongest small businesses that we've got a very low threshold to really test a product out and really test out a business model at the Palafox Market. And we've had a lot of our vendors go on to be successful and end up at brick and mortar places around town. So hopefully we'll see you down there Saturday. John, thanks for the help again. And hopefully we'll see Andrew back here soon.